You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Throwing, catching, blocking, tackling, running. You can design up all the scheme plays you want in the world, but you got to do the fundamentals right.
Here's Ocheski off a great punt. And gets popped at the 15. We heard that all the way up here.
You know, last year, Quinn talked a lot about, you know, developing this culture, this identity, and he wanted to play fast. He wanted to be a physical football team, a very competitive football team that, you know, the opponent, win or lose, knew they were in a game. And I think we saw that, and I think it was that sort of tone over and over again last year was set more so by the special teams than it was even the defense. Yesterday it was set by both the defense and the special teams. That dude, Nick Ballore, has been hitting people since he arrived on special teams. McNichols hits people on special teams. Reeves really gets after people on special teams. They have been an excellent coverage team, with the exception of that Cowboy game last year. And, you know, remember last year when the touchback came out to the 30-yard line, Washington still was a team that tried to kick into the landing zone and cover kicks more than almost anybody in the league. They felt it was a tone setter and they thought they would be good at it, and average starting field position, they would benefit from it. And now that it's coming out to the 35, all those kicks are going to go into that landing zone. But yeah, they averaged, the Giants did, 20.5 yards on kickoff returns. Pretty good job. And just 8 yards on punt returns. Washington just has to get better in two areas. You know, it's one game, every season's different, understood. But last year, they didn't have their own return units give them advantages in games, and they didn't take the ball away enough defensively last year. If they can increase takeaways, and they didn't get one yesterday, and they can get bigger field flips on returns, they should, you know, have a really good, you know, average points per game number at the end of the season. All right, 301-230-0980, your chance in a moment. Here were just a couple of other observations. I mentioned, you know, Kroski Merritt over Rodriguez. I think that is significant. They might dress four running backs in other weeks. I think they had to bring up that extra wide receiver and Chris Moore. That may have impacted Chris Rodriguez's ability to be on the game day roster. But Kroski Merritt was the selection, and he made them look good for that, no doubt. How did they lose that challenge on Terry's third and five catch, second drive in the second half, in the third quarter? That looked like a catch to me. I thought that was a really good challenge. I was surprised when they came back from commercial and that call on the field was not overturned. Terry played the most snaps, if you're wondering, and I looked this up during the break. Terry actually was out there. We were wondering whether or not, you know, he would take the normal number of snaps offensively. Well, he had more snaps than any wide receiver on the team yesterday. He had 55 snaps, 79% of the offensive snaps. Debo was second, you know, one less snap. And then Noah Brown was out there for 47% of the snaps. But Terry got a full allotment in game one despite the long holdout slash hold in. And then what else did I have here? Oh, and I looked up the snap counts on him. I'd made the note after yesterday's game that Johnny Newton, because I was told early, you know, in the summer that they were expecting big things out of last year's first, second round pick, especially as a pass rusher. And Johnny Newton, you know, I made a note that I've seen him on the field, but not as much as I thought I would see him on the field. Now, he was out there for 26 snaps. It's actually more than I thought he was out there for. I thought he may have been out there for like 10 snaps. But he was out there for 38% of the snaps. Now, in terms of defensive tackles, Payne played on 66% of the snaps, Kinlaw on 59% of the snaps, and then Newton and Goldman basically played the same number of snaps in the rotation, each getting 26 snaps or 38% of it. Bottom line is, I think Johnny Newton's got a chance to be a really good player, especially as a pass rusher. So I was happy to hear that about him. I thought that, you know, he did a decent job against, you know, as a tackler when he was in there on a few plays. But I'm hopeful that 95, that's his number, is going to be a big factor. Now, it looks like Kinlaw Payne could be the true strength of this D-line. We'll see how it evolves. But I just made the note during the game. I'm like, I just haven't seen as much of Johnny Newton as I thought I would. 26 snaps is more than I thought he was out there for. But still, it was 26 out of, 68 defensive snaps they were out there for. All right, 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? First of all, before I get to calls, Max, your chance. What did you like? What didn't you like from the game?
So there were a lot of things that I liked on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, you kind of touched on it. The defensive line, this newly revamped front, like Javon Kinlaw and why am I blanking on Deron Payne's name? But they played great in the middle. They were really staunch defensively, especially in the run game. Another two guys that I think deserve a little bit of or a lot of credit, Quan Martin and Will Harris. Yesterday, Will Harris was a crash dummy.
Yeah, he was excellent.
He played great. He's really versatile. I'm very excited to see kind of how he grows into this defense. And then Quan Martin is definitely taking that next step that Dan Quinn has been hyping up all offseason. So, I mean, those two guys, him and Deron Payne and Quan Martin were vaunted by Dan Quinn most of this offseason. They seem to be taking those next steps. But the trenches, just on both offensive and defensive side of the ball, I thought the offensive line looked really good. Josh Connerly played pretty well. There was only Brian Burns hit him with a little shimmy shake and slid past him. But that was kind of the one play that he got on. Other than that, he was pretty solid. So I was a big fan of this offensive line as well. So, yeah, trench play. That was kind of my big takeaway. There are a lot of mistakes that they got to clean up, you know, penalties and things like that, getting on the same page offensively. Jaden and Terry got to clean it up a little bit, but Jaden even said in his post-game presser that they were doubling Terry a lot, and Terry's kind of earned that, especially with the big contract he just signed. But, yeah, I think there's a few things to clean up here and there, but the trenches looked great, and that's where you build from.
All right, let's get to the phone lines, 301-230-0980. Let's start with our guy Joe in Springfield. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin, how you doing?
Good, Joe.
All right, I was at the game yesterday, so I seemed a little hoarse. I apologize as my voice is going in and out. But anyway, what I like, Jaden Daniels and Debo Samuel. I mean, I understand it's one game, it's week one, but the combination was working well yesterday. I know Debo dropped one or two passes, but he redeemed himself, especially on that reverse. And I love to see more of that. I mean, he wanted that touchdown. That's why he just dove into the end zone. It's a great combination, and it looks like it's going to get even better. Bobby Wagner had a game yesterday. I mean, whether it was tackling the backfield, a big stoppage on third down, or even when he did a hit on Russell Wilson when Russell Wilson was going out of bounds, he wanted this game. It's really clear that the team wanted to bring him back for his leadership and determination. Deron Payne played well. I mean, he looked like he was almost like a one wrecking crew out there. I mean, and he looked like when he tipped that pass, it looked like he was trying to intercept it as well, Kevin, at one point.
Yeah.
What I didn't like, the penalties, and I understand, too many mistakes, especially holding penalties and, pass interferences. The roughing the passer, Kevin, late on Bobby Wagner, on Russell Wilson, that's a ticky-tack call because how are you supposed to hit a quarterback? And it looked like soft to me from where I was sitting, but
it was questionable. It's certainly not the worst call I've ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, but, short work week. And one side note, look, I understand some fans are going to say, well, Terry McLaurin, I mean, he did have the most snaps yesterday for a receiver. And yet he didn't get involved much because he was double-teamed. But he started off slowly last year, and look what happened. And Jaden Daniels is going to spread the ball around to all the receivers on this offense because we have more than one playmaker now in Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
So it's a work in progress.
I think that's
so people
true.
Need to spell get up too early. So
thanks, Joe. Yeah, look, I think that's true. I think there is a lot of belief in spreading it around. How many times did we say last year, or a lot of you said, how do you not get Terry McLaurin, five targets in the first quarter? Like, you just have to start off that way. It's not the way they believe they need to do it. It's just not. They got a lot of dudes that they think they can, with the ball in their hands, can do things, and they've added a couple in Debo, in Bill, offensively. You know who they like a lot? And I think if they didn't have an Eckler or a Kroski Merritt, and it was even more of a running back by committee, which I think, we kind of thought there was a chance it would be, I'm going to tell you that as a person and as a player, they have great belief in Jeremy McNichols, not just as a special teamer, but as a runner as well. I just think there's a belief in the scheme and a belief with this quarterback that there's a lot that gets elevated around him. But let's go to our guy Bones. Bones, your reaction to their season opening win yesterday against the Giants.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Man, shout out to Matt, and thank you guys for taking my call, man. Man, I'm just so impressed with how that defensive front four stood up, man, in that game yesterday, man. We got some Kinlaw, Armstrong, Payne. They look really good, and I'm impressed with Trey Amos. Yes, Mikey Sarah still, and you can see the big difference in Marshawn Lattimore, as far as what the people talking about, Jaden missing some of the receivers and overthrow Terry and all that. Man, yesterday was a preseason game, man. We were still in preseason mode, man. You people need to hold still, man, because I'm telling you, man, this ship is getting ready to take off, man. So fasten your seatbelt and hold on, man. We can ready to do something real big. I love you guys, Kevin, man. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, look, the crowd was awesome, too, Kevin. I was at the game. The crowd was awesome. I'm trying to get Sabah to come on back to the game. Thank you, guys. Love you. Peace.
Good call, Bones. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
I, too, was at the game. Rare appearance for me. And
really?
My simple takeaway, it was a kid's birthday.
I didn't I didn't think you left your house very often.
Only to see you at your shows, Kevin.
Okay.
So my observation is very simple. Russell Wilson is not an NFL quarterback. He's on his third team in 3 years for a reason. And I was shocked that Jackson Dart didn't come in. With that being said, your job is to win. You win a home game. You're winning a division game. It's a great way to start the season. I'd rather be 1-0 than 0-1. And yes, I think they will improve, as will every team. But it just shows you the impact of a quarterback. And when Jaden Daniels didn't even, like you said, had a B+, a B game. And yet, you felt like they could win the game with him. And on the other side, they didn't. And it just shows you the impact of an NFL quarterback trumps everything. It doesn't matter who your running back is. It doesn't matter who the O-line is. The VORP on the remaining rosters are so minimal. And we saw it all across the league yesterday. Go through almost every game, and you could always say, who had the better quarterback? That's the team that won. And Washington had the better quarterback, and they won yesterday.
Yeah, I think in yesterday's case, the quarterback disparity was really incredible. Russell Wilson, I agree with that statement, and I said that in my recap. I think he looks like, at best, a backup quarterback in the NFL, and I think that it's the reason he's on his third team, as you mentioned, and I talked about in 3 years. They're gonna turn to, I guess, I don't know this for sure, there seems to be some belief in Jackson Dart. Personally, I thought he was kind of a creation of Lane Kiffin in college, but we'll see at the NFL level. Dable's actually a good play caller and a good offensive guy, but they don't have a shot offensively to be very good with Russell Wilson looking, by the way, skittish. Now, part of that was what Washington was doing defensively. Totally get it. Part of that is he doesn't have his best offensive lineman in front of him in Andrew Thomas, but he just doesn't look like a starter anymore. I totally agree with that. And guess what? Thursday night, they're going to play a starting quarterback in the NFL in Jordan Love. And we'll find out over the next few weeks, because Geno Smith, you know, is a capable starting NFL quarterback. He's the opponent, you know, in week three. And then you get Penix Jr. We'll see. Then you get Justin Herbert, you know, in week five. So you're going to get, you know, three of the next 4 weeks better, much better situations. And we'll find out whether yesterday was a defensive trend and something that, you know, is, hey, it's clear they're much better. They're going to be a good defense this year. And if they are, man, I think the upside is massive. Or if yesterday was part that they are better, but it was also that the other team has a guy that really at this point shouldn't be in the league as a starting QB. Let's go to Junie in Frederick. Junie, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Appreciate you taking my call.
Sure.
Hey, dude, I mean, I was at the game too, and I say, you know what I'm saying, I enjoyed the game. We had I'm satisfied with the W. But the only small thing that I didn't like was seeing Debo back there returning kickoffs. You know what I'm saying? I know he has the ability, you know what I'm saying, to maybe take one back to the house, but I just don't like the risk of energy for him. When Debo gets hurt, he gets hurt, you know what I'm saying, and he's out for portions of the season, and we need him, and I don't want to see him get concussions or anything back there returning kickoff. But I think Kathy had a critical return.
Yeah, that's interesting what you said. I think that the kickoff returns with the rules that were put into place last year are viewed as much less of a high-impact play and much more of a line-of-scrimmage play. And I think that's why Debo's back there. Debo would not be back there underneath the old rules where players are getting, you know, a 50-yard running start downfield, or actually a 65-yard running start downfield. I don't think that would be the case. But I think you see a lot of running backs. You see a lot of starting wide receivers or you know, weapons offensively being used in that role. I didn't like his decision to return the opening kickoff. That ball should have been at the 35-yard line. It went into the end zone, sailed a yard deep in the end zone. Yeah. Thanks, Junie. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Anthony in D.C. Anthony, go ahead.
So I like the defensive performance. I'll say that if we can play this way or better Thursday, then I'll be a strong believer and the defense can be what we hoped it to be for the whole season.
Right.
As far... Go ahead.
No, I agree with that. We need to see it against a much better offensive football team and quarterback in particular.
Right. As for what I don't like, people need to start thinking critically. When you, if on offense, if you're lucky, you get 60 to 65 plays a game. Depending on how the defense is playing, a particular player could be double team or they could be single. Jaden said Terry was doubled most of the game. I couldn't see it on the TV, but I believe him. Secondly, between running and passing, they had 30 runs and, they had 30 passes and the rest were runs. So there are only so many balls to go around. If you remember.
Yeah, but keep in mind, because he scrambled on six of them, there were like 36 called pass plays and about 25 or 26 called run plays. I actually thought they could have run the ball more yesterday than they did. I'm talking about with running backs. Not looking at those straight, you know, pass attempts, rush numbers can be misleading, especially with a quarterback like Jaden, who's going to scramble a lot on called pass plays. But anyway, go ahead.
That's true. But I think the Giants showed you what the lack of a second option looks like. If they couldn't get the ball to neighbors, they had nothing else going on. So you got running plays. You may have your own opinion of Noah Brown, but last year Noah Brown was a viable second option.
I agree.
So now you got Debo, and then you got Jalen Lane.
What's your point?
The distribution will come. People need to stop getting on Terry after one game is what my
who's
point is.
Who's getting on him after? Yeah, who's getting on him? I haven't heard who's getting on him.
There are fans calling different shows saying, you know, Terry was basically a non-participant and things of that nature.
Well, I didn't think that at all.
The distribution will be there. No,
yeah,
I think
he should have had a third catch.
Saying.
You know, overturned on the challenge.
But they've got
a lot of ideas offensively, to your point, which is what I think the point you were making, is that there are a lot of options. You only get 60 to 65 offensive snaps. You're going to run it on half of them, hopefully. Yeah, we get that as NFL fans. I didn't think Terry was a non-participant yesterday. By the way, he blocks, too. Don't forget that.
Exactly.
He's always been a willing blocker.
There have been calls on different shows. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Anthony, thank you. Yeah, did you want to make another point? You can go ahead and do it. Okay. All right. Everybody on hold. We'll do another segment of calls, 301-230-0980. What'd you like? What didn't you like? There's another observation I made that I wrote down that I didn't mention about the pass rush, specific to who's on the field and when. I'll mention that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's Boomer and Geo. Mornings on the Fan, 101.9 FM.
They're looking for a point guard who's logged a lot of games in the NBA, who is going to run an offense that they trust when Jalen Brunson's on the bench and or if he gets hurt.
Listen to Boomer and Geo on demand on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.